and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, folks, here we start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about some of the famous black alumni of El Paso's all-black Douglas School.
The first school for blacks in El Paso had only seven students and was opened in March 1883 in the home of John Smith. Andrew Morlock was both principal and teacher. The school was given the name of Douglas School in tribute to Frederick Douglass, a well-respected statesman and orator and one of the country's strongest abolitionists. 484 students graduated from the school until 1955, when black students were finally integrated into all El Paso schools. Some of the famous graduates of Douglass were actor Henry Thomas, who appeared in Gone with the Wind and Road to Zanzibar, William Roseborough of the Harlem Globetrotters, and Nolan Richardson of UTEP basketball fame. More El Paso history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Also, you could go online to elpasocountyhistory.com and find out all kinds of interesting stuff, Melissa.
That's right. New website.
Well, the next County Historical Commission meeting is, it's always the second Monday of every month. That day will be Monday, March 14th. Coming up here. And where is that located, that meeting for the
commission? That's located in the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, the downtown branch at 401 East Main Street. And if you've got any questions or you need more information or you're looking for some historical help, give us a call. Give Bernie Sargent a call at 915-581-7920.
Interesting group. This is the crowd that was pushing to get the survey done in downtown El Paso.
That's right.
And it got done. And the county commissioners seem to understand the idea completely.
Well, they're looking at the potential of building economic
development,
both through the tourism and just how to make the town a better place. And, it's amazing.
Once you hear the logic of the argument, which is not really an argument, an explanation, really, of why do this, it's very simple to understand, and that entire explanation is now online on YouTube.
Yes, it is.
El Paso History TV, if you want to see that entire thing from Monday.
And I want to point out, I was just at the Hotel Indigo, which has just opened recently, and the bar up there is wonderful. If you want to see what the historic buildings look like in downtown El Paso, you need to go up there and around sunset. It is gorgeous. That really catches all the details of what's going on in the downtown and how beautiful it is and how we don't want to tear it down.
No, let's do not. There's a lot of things coming up in downtown, and let's talk about a few of those with the guys in the room here, because some of them are sort of Catholic and sort of not, but they're all part of El Paso. David Salcedo II, George Salome, Brother Nick Gonzalez. Gentlemen, you're back for the second hour. He didn't walk away. I see you still here. The idea of economic development we're mentioning here for looking at things downtown. There's also a potential for economic development, I would think. David, you have an idea for something coming up that would be quite unusual and very Catholic.
Well, I think that the city's been fixated on economic development for a long time, and I sit on the mayor's roundtable for economic development, some other things, Borderplex, etc. I think it's time for El Paso to have a very serious conversation about bringing a Catholic university to El Paso. I think that our community is 85% Catholic. I think we're one of the largest metropolitan areas that is predominantly Catholic that does not have a Catholic university. I think with a stellar Catholic university, we'll have more degrees in the area. That'll prove for a robust change with people that have degrees. With that, perhaps we can add a law school component to the
That'd be good.
To the Catholic university. And I think that I think this is a conversation that we as Catholics need to start having. The last Catholic university built was in 2003, Ave Maria University. That was by Tom Monahan, the guy that was the founder of Domino's Pizza.
Where?
It was in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I didn't know that.
And they moved it down to Florida. And now there's a law school component there as well, and they're doing very well. And I think that, I think this is the real game changer for El Paso going forward. It'll push UTEP to be better. It'll push EPCC to be better. I mean, you look at, I call it the Southwest mm-hmm. University effect. Look at what Southwest University has done to EPCC. All of a sudden, people are fighting for students. People are increasing the academic rigor. You have a lot more institutions putting out a lot more degrees here in El Paso, and I think that this is something that is truly critical for us.
Oh, that's so true. Having been here on the border and working with the maquilas across to Mexico and seeing how they're building their engineering and their management and all kinds of different skills, that it, especially now that you've got the aeronautical industry going in Chihuahua.
Yes.
So, and that's big time business down there. So it only makes sense. That's how we can find more businesses for our local area, is having the educated people, and we just don't have it.
You know, some people would say, where's the money coming from? But I got to thinking about it as they were building this altar over there in Juarez, and they said, oh, we don't have any money. And all of a sudden, they said, let's make a church out of this. It's going to take $80 million. Wow. Do you know they've already raised $30 million of that?
Yeah.
So when you get to that level of this conversation, I'm thinking, well, maybe a university is not that outrageously an mm-hmm. idea, you know?
I mean,
it's look, money, but there's money's around.
Look at the medical school. You know, 20 years ago, it was just a dream.
Yeah.
You know, and
here
it's
we
here
have
now.
It now.
You know, and there's a lot of good things happening in El Paso, but I think education is the key.
We're going to talk also back onto the Catholic scene here. We're going to go to another cut of our bishop. Do you? What's that question we asked the guy?
What about our mission trail here in El Paso?
We asked the bishop that, and here's what he said.
One of the things that I'm committed to doing is working with all people who are interested in our mission trail in order to get the word out on that and also to develop it, because I think this is something that will certainly attract people to El Paso as they come to know about it, but it will also be a way that we can tell our story to the rest of the world. It's unfortunate, but people who have not been to El Paso, they have the notion of some dusty Western town, you know, it doesn't go much beyond the old Westerns that they might have seen, or stories that they've heard about the violence across the border in Juarez. I think if we tell the story about our cultural roots, then we can begin not only to attract people to come and see these beautiful, signs of our, not only our past but our present, because these missions are active churches, right? But we can also begin to tell them about what a special place this is. I am actually very proud to be a part of this history here. It roots me. And it challenges me to live my faith more fully, because I've received something very, very special because of this history. And it's my responsibility to preserve it and let it grow. But I'm happy to talk to my brother bishops. I especially have fun talking to the ones from California and letting them know, how new their missions are.
New missions are in California.
That's right.
Are also
they've done a great job of promoting that forever in California.
That's the difference. We have the history. We don't promote it well. I must tell you, though, I felt sort of a change in El Paso this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you see another big one coming with the Pope coming in. Things are happening. A big one was the County Commissioner's Court on last Monday.
Yes.
They voted to go forward with our history and our surveys. And looking at history as something to promote economic development.
Exactly.
And so I think that's where we're going.
And I'll be curious if the traffic picks up at the missions, because people being here, I think that might be something, because I know that the El Paso, or the mission, the name of the organization, I'm totally blank, that takes care of the missions, has the tours and everything. Mission Trail Association, thank you. They'll be offering tours and things too. So
sure.
I'd love for more people to see it. So maybe we'll pick some of that up.
Why don't we suggest a few things to go into the Pope's speech? What do you think? There
yeah.
would be one of them.
That's
think
right.
Any chance of that, Brother Nick? Probably not. But if we could get somebody to explain, to have him explain, the oldest missions in North America are right here. And the oldest one is in Juarez.
Yeah.
And so you got two more in El Paso, plus a third building that's a church that's a Presidio Chapel. That's our mission trail in El Paso. But the thing about what's going on here, I would also like to inject in his speech, what is that little mountain over there in the distance to the west? Oh, it's got a statue. Oh, it's a Christ figure up on that mountain. He can see that clearly. you know, from that area over there.
We were
there.
Hoping he'd go up. I thought that'd be really cool.
Phone number for what, David? I'm sorry.
In case people want to call in.
Oh, here?
Yes.
Oh, 544-5876. Talk to David, because David has answers to your questions. You have the questions.
You've got to have a question out there, or call 544-KTSM.
There
and
it is.
What we're talking about here, basically, is Catholic history in the Valley. And in, the first thing you need to do is to approach it that way, because it's a valley here. The fact that somebody put a line down the middle of a river is like, yeah, okay, fine. But we have always kind of lived here as one group of people. And I think you were alluding to that in the first hour, gentlemen, about how this is different than other parts of Texas where it's us and them. It's us and us.
Yes.
I mean, even the non-Mexican people, myself. I mean, I don't have a gene in that pool over there. But I have a great interest in the history because it's fabulous what has gone on here. And I think one thing we need to do for economic development, David Salcedo II, is a major television production about the original Entrada coming in here.
And yeah, and you're right, Jackson. We've been talking about this for a while, and this heritage tourism, these videos are critical because I think that if we get the word out about how remarkable we are, I think this inferiority complex that most El Pasoans have will be gone, and we'll know that we are amazing people, just because of our story.
One reason El Pasoans have an inferiority complex is that they are not taught their own history in the public schools. Now, I don't know about Cathedral. Y'all going into all the history of the area here, brother?
I couldn't answer that question. But, I'm embarrassed.
But the thing is, in the Texas, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you. But the Texas school system, fourth grade and seventh grade, they take a few weeks to discuss history of either local or Texas. It's always Texas, never local, and it's always the Battle of San Jacinto, and it's always the Alamo and those missions. That misses the point of Texas history, which begins in El Paso. And I think that's what we need to sort of push. I'm doing as best I can. We have now put our 90th video online on that El Paso History TV channel. Go take a look at some of that stuff. You want to hear about the missions? There's lectures from the History Museum on what is each mission. You want to hear about other missions in California and Arizona, what they were like? We have those missions and videos in there as well. 90-plus, and the most recent one was this vote last Monday. That's a major change in El Paso history thinking. And here comes the Pope. Boy, howdy. This is going to be another major change.
Absolutely.
All right, we got a caller on the phone here named Lourdes. Lourdes is going to be on the radio as soon as I can find the button. Good morning, Lourdes.
Good morning, Lourdes.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you about my grandson. He's David Salcedo. And
oh, my goodness. A ringer.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and he happens to have an uncle that was beatified in 2006. He was Rafael Guizar y Valencia on his great-grandmother's side, and he happened to be in Rome that day that he was beatified, and so he was there present for the beatification.
Oh, how
also,
nice.
He has an uncle, Daniel Laude, that
we're all touching him.
To Mother Cabrini, and he's got six cousins that were Jesuits.
Is applause in order here? I mean,
I think Jackson and I have just been baptized.
About David.
David's a decent dude. We'll keep him.
He's a good guy. We like him. We'll keep him.
I think I should have been a priest is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what your grandmother was hoping for.
Your life is young, my friend.
But he comes from a very, very staunch Catholic family.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita.
Hey, what other stories can you tell us about? No. Let's not go there.
What can I tell you about David?
Yeah.
Yes. What bad things did he do as a kid?
Awesome. His grandfather and I saw him grow up, and he was our pride and joy and will always be our pride and joy. My husband has passed away, but I keep on knowing what kind of a boy he is or man he is. And what can I tell you? He was good at St. Joseph's. He was good at Cathedral, and he was good at Notre Dame, and he's good, period.
So far, he's okay on the radio.
All I can say is, oh, mijo.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Well, Lord, it doesn't pertain to El Paso, but I thought my cousins were all here that were Jesuits.
Jesuits, yeah.
Yeah, they were at Sacred Heart Church.
Wow.
Thanks for ringing up and telling stories.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Rita.
Appreciate it. You take her easy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. You have to deal with this off air, I'm sure. You're gonna, good luck with that, David. That's nice to have a grandmother that knows you. That's a lot of fun. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back and talk about some trivia questions and such. In fact, we should take that break right now and talk about trivia questions and such.
I think
Why
we
don't
can
you
do
take,
that.
You got the name on the top of the page. Go for it.
Okay, our question for Rob. I'm looking at Bishop Seitz questions. Hold on a second. There
we'll
it is
ask
right
you. We got
me.
One
okay.
more for him, by
All right,
the way.
Now, what major change happened to the El Paso Diocese in 1982?
All right, say that one again. That's important.
That's a different one. What major change happened to the El Paso Diocese in 1982?
Now, you guys know this right over here in the gallery. Yes, I didn't say peanut gallery. I didn't say the Catholic gallery.
You better. After all that from your grandmother, you better
know. I know, yeah.
And there is another question right behind it that we alluded to in the first hour. And then there's a bonus question you'll never get. Unless you're online looking it up like I did.
Well, you know,
people
that's
can
how you
do here.
That's
all right, call us up on that one there. And again, one more time.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Feed your passion at Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria. Open for lunch and dinner at 4017 North Mesa. Try the white and red pizzas, signature pasta dishes, fabulous salads, and a special list of wines and craft beers. Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria has free parking at 4017 North Mesa. Bring your family or have a group meeting at Tosca for a simple or elegant lunch and dinner. Or get it to go from Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria, 4017 North Mesa, 532-2700.
If you're searching for your perfect certified pre-owned BMW, look no further than BMW of El Paso. We've got Sun City's most exceptional values. On the 2015 BMW X1 was $28,495, now on sale for $27,635. Or a 2013 BMW X3 was $32,225, now $31,995. Plus, take advantage of 0.9% financing on select certified pre-owned models. I'm Russell Stover. Shop at 6318 Montana or on the web at bmwofelpaso.com. 778-9381. Just call. That's all.
With approved credit. Ladies, listen up. I know your man is gonna spoil you with fancy lingerie this Valentine's Day. You need to spoil him right back with the best underwear out there, Frigo by Revolution Wear. This lingerie for men is comfortable, sexy, and the camo mesh lining is great for when he's working out. This Valentine's Day, treat your man. Frigo Revolution Wear. Available at Neiman Marcus and NeimanMarcus.com.
I'm Bill. I'm a 51-year-old man, but this is like what I sounded like to lenders. That's because I like co-signed a loan with my 19-year-old daughter 2 years ago. So like her credit mistakes
became my credit mistakes. Then I decided to get serious about my FICO score. So I signed up for Experian. Now I get alerts if something affects my credit. I can clear it up before it becomes a problem. So lenders can meet the real me, a father who needs to have a little talk with his daughter.
Get serious about your credit. Get Experian. Go to Experian.com and start your credit tracker trial membership today.
Hey, your microphone's blowing up. You might want to get it. Thanks to Spreaker, now your cell phone is a microphone, giving you the power to broadcast your world to the rest of the world. Spreaker lets you pre-record podcasts or host your own radio shows live from your computer or phone with guests and live callers. And it's all free. Just go to Spreaker.com, set up an account, and you're ready to record. That's Spreaker.com. It's time to broadcast your life at Spreaker.com.
When your business is built on trust, customers come back. Here's more happy Susan Eisen customers.
I came to Susan Eisen Jewelry because she's the best, and I trust her judgment.
I think it is the best store in El Paso. You just don't get the quality that you get from the store.
Susan Eisen Fine Jewelry and Watches. Voted best bling in El Paso 10 years in a row. 5857 North Mesa. Call 584-0022 or online at SusanEisen.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we need to tell you who's coming here next. We've got Fred Morales queued up, ready to go. He's going to explain what happened 100 years ago in Columbus, New Mexico, because it was a biggie on March the 9th, 100 years ago. Actually, Columbus, New Mexico literally exploded.
Oh, seriously,
and
yeah.
Killed a lot of people. So what was that all about?
Almost a world war started there.
Second hour next week. Now, buckle up for this one. Where is the lost Padre mine?
Oh,
I see. Yes. Yeah, hey, we got a guy coming as a treasure hunter.
Yes.
And his name is Ron Schotte, and he knows how to find stuff. He's written a book on treasure hunting in central New Mexico. And this guy is going to be in second hour. That is going to be a hoot because he's got the book. He's also got a store in Las Cruces where he sells artifacts. I don't know where he gets them all, but we're going to ask him. So he's a treasure hunter for real. He's got a store in Las Cruces, and we're going to put him on the radio because he, as a kid, was here in El Paso looking for the lost Padre mine. Nick, did you go looking for the lost Padre mine? Anybody? No, David?
Is it Finders Keepers?
I'm not talking.
That's why I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be out on the hills looking for the lost Padre mine during the radio show.
Okay, that's on February 20th, February 27th, Jim Eccles. He is the retired public information officer of White Sands Missile Range. He's going to come in and tell us stories that happened on the range that were not necessarily up in the air. There's stuff that went on all over the place out there with archaeology, with people, with gold hunts, and all you name it. And then one more we got ready to go, March the 5th. We're going to talk history with a gentleman by the name of Jim Tolbert. He's an El Paso community leader who knows a lot about El Paso history. We're going to see what's on his mind. How about that? What do you got?
Well, Peggy Post is coming to town Saturday, February 27th at 2 p.m. And Peggy Post is Emily Post's great-granddaughter-in-law, who's the author of more than a dozen books on etiquette and has a monthly column in Good Housekeeping and appears on national television and conducts business seminars nationwide. She'll speak in El Paso February 27th at the Women's Club of El Paso as part of the centennial celebration for the clubhouse. New trends and societal hot topics will include, is it rude for guests to tweet at a wedding? You think? Should I cover up my tattoo for a job interview?
Cover up your what?
Oh.
Can I email a condolence note? I don't think so. And do I have to respond to every email and text?
Yes.
And admission's only $45. Bring your kids. This is a great way for them to have a great event together. And you can call 532-6131 for more information about the tickets. The Women's Club of El Paso next Saturday, Saturday after next, February 27th at 2 p.m.
And you're going to drive the lady around. Can you take a microphone?
Yeah, I'm going to play chauffeur.
Take a recorder with you.
I
ask her stuff.
That'd
be put
fun.
It on the radio.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yes.
Historic.
How prompt and proper do we have to be? We don't really know.
Well, and it's good for business. A lot of people, you'd be amazed at how many business people I've met that went and paid somebody to teach them etiquette.
Yes.
I'm like, really?
I've seen that.
Where were your parents?
Well, wait, go to YouTube online and find something.
My grandmother had
cute.
A ruler.
Bango, huh? David Salcedo, the second senior. Let's talk about the Mission Trail for a moment. We also have Father Nick Gonzalez in here and Brother George Salome. You're not a brother yet, but we're going to call you that.
We're all brothers.
You're a brother from another mother. Is that
there you go.
Something like
the
that.
The brotherhood.
But the Mission Trail of El Paso is something we've been working on for a while. You're part of the Wall of Giants at the El Paso Museum of History, and we were promoting it. I was doing the video
for
that.
You did a great job, Jackson. It was wonderful. And, you know, about 2 years ago, maybe three, actually, no, because John Cook was still the mayor. Remember we had that great celebration where the people from the mission of Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe came and crossed the border. They met with us down at the bridge, and then we had this procession up to the History Museum. It was really nice. It was really powerful. It was great. I thought it showed a lot of, again, keeping this theme of El Paso, just we're all one community. We had El Paso civic leaders united with religious leaders from Juarez.
Cook walked to the
together.
Bridge.
Cook walked to the bridge with us. We made some remarks. That was a really, really special moment for a lot of us planning this stuff, you know. And along that time, when we were honoring the three missions, we also broke the Guinness World Record for the longest Luminaria chain.
Oh, did you?
Connecting all of it. We actually got that. It was...
miles and miles.
God, I forget the exact number, but it was ridiculous.
And, I want to say 9 miles,
something like that.
Yeah.
But it was a huge community effort. Tons of pizzas. It was wonderful, and it brought a lot of attention back to the Mission Trail.
Tons
and
of pizzas.
Well, for all the volunteers.
Well, okay,
that's how you pay them.
Well,
that's
we
how
have
you
to hit the highlights here.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that was a biggie. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, the people at the Mission Trail and the Mission Trail Associate, they've been working for a very long time, and you know, I don't want to take any credit away from them or anything like that, but I think when the History Museum of El Paso finally, you know, embraced that history, you know, people are talking about the missions again, you know, and I think that's very important. Mm-hmm. This is Texas started there.
That's what I'm trying to
you
tell
know?
You.
I mean,
Texas history begins in El Paso.
That's what, yeah, I mean, You're so right.
That's the point.
That's the point. That's the point.
Because we predate everything else in the rest of Texas.
Yes.
They're all excited at the History Museum over there in Austin, Texas, about this boat they found that LaSalle left behind.
Oh.
And it's a wonderful boat from the 1700s. And it's a great boat because LaSalle had it, but it's a boat. It's in the ocean.
Yeah.
And we had people up and down the river living in
yes.
real world.
If we could just get our city, which I know our county's already on board,
oh.
but if we could just get our city as excited about the amazing things we have to be discovered here, it would be a big benefit.
I would accept them just staying out of it
true.
And letting the county do it. Or we have some new people at the Museum of History now in MCAT. We had them in here last week on a radio show. I suggest new things are coming.
I hope
because
so.
That's a more dynamic crowd than we've seen in the past. And they enjoy the history.
I agree. And I think every time I hear the phrase or just the term Plymouth Rock, it just, it grinds my gears, man.
Yeah.
It just grinds my gears because everyone thinks that that's it. That is the story. That's the history of our country. That's the history of everything. No, excuse me.
It shows that we're you know, there isn't an American history. There are American histories.
That's true.
And, we tend to frame the conversation from the Northeast coming west, but it's really from, you know, the Southwest going elsewhere.
Yeah, now look at the East Coast history.
Exactly. Well, you had a previous settlement of Spaniards in Florida, but they didn't really colonize and make a big deal as much as they did here. This was huge.
Correct.
I mean, they had an entire country of Mexico going. Then they decided to take over a bunch of the Central North America. That's what Oñate was all about.
Correct.
And so it was a much bigger effort by the Spaniards than they made over same people, same government that they made over in Florida. But this
Correct.
Was much, much bigger. All right. So we got that established. We're going to talk about this. We got some more things to talk about. One more moment from the bishop coming up. But we have to take a break first.
Yes.
Shall we do that? What's on Facebook right now?
You can get on Facebook page and see our guests today here. And also, we're just kind of sharing some different information out there. Take a look at it. Give us a like. Share the page with your friends. And that's the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook.
544-5876-915-544-KTSM.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-3575. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-500-3575. That's 1-800-500-3575.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard, with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Hometown Advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At El Paso, HelpWanted.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on ElPasoHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You love music.
I love music.
But not one genre.
Thousand.
You can't be defined by one artist.
Nope.
Well, with iHeartRadio's My Favorites Radio, you now have a station that collects all your favorite music in one place. Anything you thumb up is at it. So if you like rock and roll, followed by yodeling, do you, big man. It's all free.
Thank God.
Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, folks, here we are with the biggie of the day, this week only in El Paso, Inc.
How new rules could change the way cab companies and Uber operate in El Paso.
Also in the Inc., after a family feud, why one of the city's largest and oldest home builders is moving downtown.
And an El Paso company is changing lives around the world with its low-cost artificial limbs.
That's all in the Inc., which is online, elpasoinc.com, and also available for home and business delivery.
You can call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
All right, we got a lot of history going on here. We started talking about the Mission Trail, David Salcedo. We got brother Nick Gonzalez in here, and a guy who I'm making a brother. Oh, that's not Nick. It's George Salome. You're a brother now? You get the papal wave. Do that papal wave again on the radio. That's really good. He's got that papal wave on the radio.
Also kind of like political.
Yeah, well, left hand, right hand. I saw that was your right hand. So the thing about the history in El Paso is it is steeped in Catholicism because that's who showed up here first.
Yeah.
And one of the things they did was go up and colonize northern New Mexico. Long about 1680, the Indians up there said, we've had it with this. They staged a revolt. The Pueblo Revolt started on August the 10th, 1680. By October, all of the people who could left there and were in El Paso. It took them that long to get here, but they were moving as fast as they could. Once they got here, David, they established missions. Can you take the story from there? Because the church was greatly involved in that.
I mean, the first one that, well, those many that were built, but the ones that are still standing today is obviously Isleta. You have Socorro. And the one that's a real vibrant community, well, I mean, they all are, but the one that's really remarkable is San Lisario.
Not a mission.
Not a mission. That's right. Not a mission. And just a very, very vibrant community.
Presidio Chapel.
Presidio Chapel is another one.
That's the church. Well, that's what church. That church is.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a Presidio Chapel, but they have, like, the courtyard there, and it's we did some filming there.
Yes, we did.
We
did
and some the filming plaza, there. The plaza and all the plaza, buildings around there.
I mean, you know, when we were doing that filming, Jackson, I don't know if you noticed, obviously we were all in the zone, right? But do you notice how the community just came?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just there. Like, I mean, they just came around. They're like, what are these dudes doing in our
plaza?
Oh,
they got a horse.
And they have a horse, and they have this and that. And it was remarkable. I mean, what a special church.
Go take a look at David's picture portraying Oñate. Yes. On top of a horse on two pages on Facebook. One is my page, Jackson Polk, where he's there. And another one is the El Paso history page that we use. And there he is again. And so that is now in a video called the first Camino Real in America. Yes. And we did those shots at the San Elizario Presidio Chapel. We did those for that video. Which, and that video's now online on that YouTube channel.
Yes, it's very nice.
We keep talking.
Good.
So that's what we're trying to do, piece by piece, getting the history, getting it out there. And I saw him, Melissa, and said, oh, if I had to cast an Oñate,
there
he is. And I talked him into it. So he got up on a horse.
We didn't fall off.
Well, we tested it out a week earlier. Like, can you do this?
Yeah.
we went down there. Hey, David, can you ride a horse? Show me.
But
see, that's what we're doing. We're doing what we can to get into the history. And I'd love to do the bigger video on that, by the way. That'd be great. But the idea of pushing the history out there, I think El Paso is about to explode with heritage tourism because of our history.
Yes. And, you know, the city's taking small steps. You look at, after the Wall of Giants with the Mission Trail downtown, you know, that exhibit floated down to the airport. Mm-hmm. So it's under the escalators right now. So, you know, when you walk in, you can see. I mean.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah, you know, I wish there was, like, more arrows pointing to it, but it's there. You know, it's there, and it's just, and it's a small step, but I feel like now when you're coming to El Paso, like you're coming into the Old West.
And there's also another major exhibit right now, just opened 2 weeks ago at the Nestor Valencia Transfer Station, where the Mission Trail has its permanent offices. They have the panels all around the room that are also at the airport.
Okay.
You know, the airport has the information panels.
Yeah.
They duplicated those and put them all over the place down there at the Nestor Valencia station at Alameda and Zaragoza. And that is something to go behold as well. So everybody's trying. The city of El Paso has helped extend bus service out into the county,
mm-hmm.
where they really don't have a jurisdiction, but they made some sort of deal down there. So you can now get a bus from downtown El Paso and end up all the way up and down the Mission. So it's coming about.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned Nestor Valencia. He's just a phenomenal individual, great historian.
Yes.
And if you all have ever seen him give a history presentation of El Paso, it really is remarkable. And I sit on one of the advisory boards for Southwest University, and we've asked Nestor to come. Me and actually another cathedral fellow, Carlos Lari, we've asked Nestor to come to speak to the students. And it's amazing to see the reaction of these students when they hear Nestor talk about the greatness of El Paso. That messaging, these mm-hmm. types of remarks, you know, Beto O'Rourke does a great job. Steve Ortega did a good job. All these people, we need to get the word out, you know,
yeah.
and there's not enough of these efforts happening. We're trying, you know, there's only so much we can do. But
if you build it with your own people,
yes,
it'll just expand from there also. I mean, that's a big thing, word of mouth, and that's what's so important. Give them that pride, because we've had an inferiority complex for way too long.
Yes.
El Paso is important. It's done a lot of important things. A lot of wonderful people have come out of this community and done worldwide things.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of ways that people can learn things without waiting for the school. I mean, they teach in some school. And I know, like in St. Clement's, they are very versed in El Paso history there. But that's a private school. There are many ways that you can teach your children and your grandchildren the history. I have one in my hand here. It's called Famous Places in El Paso History. This is a coloring book and a picture book
mm-hmm.
where you have on one page a picture of something in El Paso. On the other page, two different paragraphs, big paragraphs, mm-hmm. explaining it, one in English, one in Spanish. And this is a book that was put out last summer, and it is a very interesting book, and you can actually get it at the History Museum.
Who did that? Is that Judy?
No, this is Natividad.
Oh, okay.
Miss Natividad put this out there, and she is the one who put this together, drew the pictures. And if you really want to learn some El Paso history, that's an easy way to do it. That book is $15. It's down at the History Museum. Get one for your kids. Get one for your cousins. And send it to them. And say, hey, when next time you visit, let's go see some of these places.
Yeah, I take things to my grandkids so they get to, you know, learn about the history. Because their parents, their mothers both grew up here for a long time in El Paso.
Well, they taught El Paso history?
Yeah, because of us.
Okay, but I was not. I grew up here.
They had some. They were getting some, like the 7th grade, I think is 4th, 7th grade is when they do some Texas history, but they got some got El Paso history on the west side.
Very little the way it goes, though.
Well, they don't give them much time. That's a problem.
I left for 27 years. I never heard it before I left. When I came back, I was dying to hear things. So I started getting into stuff and finding out, oh, we really do have some cool history here. I joined the El Paso Archaeological Society. That's another thing to do. We'll see some old history. Got a great archaeology museum out there. But if you come to the main history of El Paso, Catholic world is all intertwined. And again, it was Catholicism, I think, that pushed the Spaniards, bust the conquest of a few natives and some of the land, and let's turn them into taxpayers and put them in the church as well. But all that went on here is a huge part of the history of the American, shall we say, the North American continent. Your thoughts, gentlemen, if you don't mind, one more thought or two from each of you. What do you think about our history? We've talked about all kinds of things here. What have we not talked about in Catholic history in El Paso? We had this huge major event coming on Wednesday. We have the history that David and I were talking about on the Mission Trail. What other thoughts do you guys have? George Salom.
I would say that, again, you know, it's a vibrant, living history. And Brother Nick mentioned, you know, the Pope is coming to El Paso, but technically he's not, and technically he is. And we've been talking about El Paso history and specifically Catholic history, but I think in 50 years' time, we are going to look at ourselves not as El Paso or as Juarez, but really, really as Paso del Norte. We share that one history,
yeah.
And I think Pope Francis is going to be critical in cementing that identity.
That is great. I'm so excited about this. Yeah, quick question. What are they thinking? 2 million people are going to descend upon Juarez? You know, and of course, Juarez is already over 2.5 million that we know of. It's going to be amazing.
Let's talk about how... go ahead, Nick.
I think my final thought would just be, you know, the amazing I think we have an amazing history because of the amazing people that were drawn to the West. I think, again, it's an immigrant history. It's those amazing sisters who educated generations of people in the barrio, lifted them up, and two generations of the professionals in El Paso and Juarez came out of those Catholic school systems, which were integrated long before public school systems were integrated. And so I think part of our sense of El Pasoans as being proud of who we are and not having hang-ups about ethnicity comes from, I think, that integration which they experienced as Catholics.
Let's ask the new kid, the bishop, who is here for about 18 months. Let's ask his opinion on what he thinks about, does El Paso history have a place on the world stage?
Well, if the Puritans and the Mayflower and Plymouth Rock have a place on the world stage, then we certainly should, because, again, before those things were happening, there were Catholic Christians here in this part of the world. And, you know, so we were celebrating a Thanksgiving meal with the native peoples, sharing what they had. We were celebrating the Eucharist with them and with those who were coming across the, well, that area, I can't say the border. They were coming through El Paso del Norte. So if any of those events that have been seen in the telling of history as having a place at the very beginning of the development of this great nation, then certainly what happened here where we live in 1598 and beyond should have a part in that story, and certainly does, I think, when one does an accurate and complete accounting of how this nation came to be.
Bishop Seitz, we thank him for joining us. I mean, he's a busy guy for him to stop in and do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hang on. It's pre-recorded. Okay. But we do appreciate his...
We stop long enough to record it. That's
we like, do we, appreciate
especially
his
Especially in this time.
It was an apparition.
He's one busy dude. Are his feet hitting the ground anymore? He must be up there just moving fast, because he's like on ABC 7 Extra tomorrow night with all kinds of things going on. All right, a lot of details there. We're going to take a break, come back and wrap this up, and we'll take one more phone call. What the heck? Or Facebook us.
Yes, at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM or the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
Feed your passion at Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria. Open for lunch and dinner at 4017 North Mesa. Try the white and red pizzas, signature pasta dishes, fabulous salads, and a special list of wines and craft beers. Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria has free parking at 4017 North Mesa. Bring your family or have a group meeting at Tosca for a simple or elegant lunch and dinner. Or get it to go from Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria, 4017 North Mesa, 532-2700.
Ladies, listen up. I know your man is going to spoil you with fancy lingerie this Valentine's Day. You need to spoil him right back with the best undergarments out there. Frigo by Revolution Wear. Available at Neiman Marcus and NeimanMarcus.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Nubiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-972-5568. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Nubiotics away for free. 1-800-972-5568. That's 1-800-972-5568. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-972-5568.
Hey, it's George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM, and I want to chat with you about your business. If you want to grow it, you need to connect with your audience. But how do you do that? With iHeartMedia. We create and distribute more live content to connect your brands to than any other media company in the world, making sure the right message reaches the right people at the most relevant times. Call 844-BY-RADIO. That's 844-BY-RADIO, or simply go to iHeartMedia.com.
iHeart.com. Get heard, be loved, grow your business with iHeartMedia.
There are times when you go, wait, let's take inventory here.
Too many times we lose touch with the things that we love.
I've lost a kid or two along the way. Who hasn't?
But that is not how it has to be, my friend.
No, sir.
You can take us with you anywhere you go using our free iHeartRadio app.
Your phone becomes the radio and bam.
We're still here.
You can take us with you everywhere.
Any station, any city, anywhere that you get a signal.
It was incredible.
Open our free iHeartRadio app today.
Or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, folks, we are back on the air here live. We got a caller coming in. Who might that be? It's somebody we should know. Tell me who it is. Good morning. Who are you?
Yeah, this is Rick Ranger.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Oh, real good, real good. Thank you, thank you. Listen, I guess this call goes out, I guess, for the younger one of the two, for David Salcedo. And I don't know whether any of you really touched on how wrestling and El Santo being a religious figure, no one has touched on that on the border. And if
is that
have
big
a representative here when the Pope comes in,
is that big in Catholic history?
I believe it is, because he did use the name El Santo, and that is being a saint.
All right, good. David, this one's yours.
I think I'm hoping that El Santo will make an appearance, but hopefully not do anything to the Pope. So we'll see.
Let's arm wrestle now.
Is that about sum it up?
Yeah, that's
is that it, Rick?
Okay, well, that was all. I just wanted to mention that, you know, wrestling does play a part in the Catholic religion and here in the Southwest with the San Pope.
All right, we thank you for that. We'll be watching for that, for the Pope to get involved.
The Pope would win anyway.
I think he's at the upper hand no matter what. Speaking of which, you got something to say about the Concordia.
Oh, yes. Speaking of saints, we have St. Valentine's Day coming up this weekend. And, of course, at Concordia Cemetery, what's a more romantic place to take someone than a ghost tour at Concordia Cemetery?
VD Day, that's right.
It'll be tonight from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And you can come out for this Valentine's Day weekend. Bring your loved one to a thrill of a ghost hunt. Hey, it's different. And you can choose between Concordia Cemetery or downtown El Paso. Our tour guides will be in Halloween costume because they're kind of doing like a second Halloween. Why? I don't know. But their money, that this group that does our tours, the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society, they help us raise funds for the cemetery. Part of the proceeds from the ghost tours go to Concordia Cemetery. And if you're interested, you can give them a call at 915-274-9531. Again, that is tonight, and it's only $15.
We never had anybody answer our trivia questions.
I know. Wake up.
So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to award it to Tosca for $20 to David Salcedo.
All right.
Because his grandmother called.
And also, I got one for Beatty in there. Beatty, I got one for you for Tosca. Yay.
All right.
So that we'll take care of that. And Tosca's a great place.
Yeah, well, these were tough questions, I have to admit.
Well, let's just answer them for them. Well, go ahead and give the answer.
Okay, what the question was what major change happened to the El Paso Diocese in 1982?
Anybody over here?
El Paso was huge, and then the diocese, and then split into Las Cruces Diocese
and El Paso. There you go. And the next question.
The other one was, how many counties in Texas does the El Paso Diocese serve?
And you already knew that. Brother Nick knows.
No, I did not.
It's 10.
Yeah.
And then the bonus question, nobody got to even ask them.
And that's like 26,686 square miles.
But then name them for a bonus question, which nobody got near.
Yeah.
El Paso, Brewster, Culberson, Hudspeth, Jeff Davis, Loving, Presidio, Reeves, Ward, and Winkler. Oh, my God, that's a big place. And can you imagine, the guy originally had to do that on a horse, and he had to go all the way to Roswell and Hobbs and all the way over to Deming. One bishop had that entire territory.
He was a circuit preacher.
He was a superman, and he was a very tired dude. thank you all for listening to us. This has been an interesting day today. David Salcedo, thank you for coming in. Brother Nick, appreciate meeting you, seeing what that's all about there. And George Salome, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Good luck going to Juarez, dudes. 2 out of 3. You're going to Juarez, right?
More than likely.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. By Monterey Asset Management, for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Hi, everybody. I'm speaking to you today from Springfield, Illinois. I spent 8 years in the state Senate here. It was a place where, for all of our surface differences in a state as diverse as Illinois, my colleagues and I actually shared a lot in common. We fought for our principles. We voted against each other. But because we assumed the best in one another and not the worst, we found room for progress. We bridged differences to get things done. In my travels through this state, I saw most Americans do the same. Folks know that issues are complicated, and that people with different ideas might have a point.